You're listening to Encounter, an offering of sacred meditations made possible by listeners like you. Visit our website at encounteringpeace.org to learn more about how you can encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. Ernest Hemingway, an American journalist and the author of the book The Sun Also Rises, he wrote that we go bankrupt in two ways, gradually and then suddenly. Canyons are formed in the same way, one drip at a time. On a similar theme, C.S. Lewis wrote that indeed the safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, and without signposts. So have you ever looked up and wondered, how did I get here? Well, the theme for this meditation from Proverbs chapter 29 is being alerted, being mindful of the inconspicuous drip, 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 that you may not even recognize, or that unseen, gradual, and gentle downward slope that may be leading to destruction. But there is a rescue in the steering of the Holy Spirit, a steering away from wickedness. So to begin your meditation, just rest your mind as you ease into the mindfulness of this divine escape. Just rest your body. Close your eyes. Calm your breathing and quiet your heart. And allow the Holy Spirit to lead. Continue by listening to and replying to this reading from Jeremiah chapter 22. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, help me be on alert for my own wicked heart. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Woe to you who builds a house by unrighteousness and upper rooms by injustice. But Lord God, help me be on alert for my own wicked heart. And woe to you who makes their neighbor serve for nothing and does not give them their fair wages. So Lord God, help me be on alert for my own wicked heart. And woe to you who have eyes and heart only for your dishonest gain, for shedding innocent blood, and for practicing oppression and violence. And Lord God, help me be on alert for my own wicked heart. Spend a few moments now just being aware. Bring your attention to the present moment, becoming alert to quiet drips, and unseen, gradual, and gentle downward slopes that you may be walking. I know this may be difficult, but listen for the Holy Spirit revealing those slopes to you. Listen now for the drips. Note them. Where is He guiding your mind to be on alert? Label what you see in your mind. Name what He may be revealing. What warnings might he be making you aware of right now? Then softly whisper each drip and slope that you are walking. Give each to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, thanking them for the warning. If your mind drifts, just softly whisper, Lord God, help me be on alert for my own wicked heart. Now practice centering on your breathing. Just join me in taking a deep, full, single breath. And another. And one more. Where do you feel your breath as you breathe in? Your nose or your mouth? Is your stomach filling and emptying? Or your chest expanding and releasing? Well, don't change the pace or the location or the depth. Just for a moment, notice each unique breath. Now try counting back from five with each exhale. Feel how your body softens a bit with each breath. Feel the tension resolve a bit more with each exhale. Back from five. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may drift back to drips and slopes. Thank God for those warnings, but then center back on your breathing and start back at 10 this time. I will give you a minute, but try counting back from 10 with each exhale. Feel awareness as you breathe in. In fact, center on the word alert as you breathe. Thank you. As you breathe, stay centered on the steering of the Spirit of God. Center on God as the standard. Center on Christ as the mediator, the resolver of life. Just let divine resolution be at the center of your tension-filled thoughts. Let His mediation be what centers and brings hope to your mind. Is your mind still wandering a bit? Not to worry. Just remember to pause, breathe, blink your mind and center back on the resolve of Jesus. Move away from what is temporary tension to center back on eternal peace. I know this can be difficult, so I will give you a minute to center your mind on the healing of God and the resolve of Christ as you whisper your centering prayer, Lord God, help me be on alert for my own wicked heart. Continue on as you listen to this passage, and rather than studying each word too closely, listen for the narrative that he gives you from these ancient words in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 4, and we'll begin in the New King James Version. The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. What about this passage were you most grateful to hear? Well, silently reflect on what you think God wanted you to hear and how He wants to guide you. So listen once more. The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. What will you hold on to as you heard this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is guiding you into resolution. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the New Living Translation. A just king gives stability to his nation, but one who demands bribes destroys it. To flatter friends is to lay a trap for their feet. Evil people are trapped by sin, but the righteous escape, shouting for joy. What from the passage brought you the deepest peace? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and being mindful of being blessed, living in the hallowed presence of the Almighty. Just rest here, encountering the divine. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in a sacred time of deep connection beyond words as you listen from the New International Version. By justice, a king gives a country stability, but those who are greedy for bribes tear it down. Those who flatter their neighbors are spreading nets for their feet. Evildoers are snared by their own sin, but the righteous, well, they shout for joy and are glad. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most want to communicate with God in this time of silent contemplation? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just acknowledge it and pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath. As you silently whisper, Lord God, help me be on alert for my own wicked heart. With your eyes still closed and your mind at rest in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to envision the slow, steady drip, drip, drip of actions or thoughts that may be leading to destruction. I want you to visualize the gradual, gentle, downward slope. Soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts as it spirals down. But for this next minute, be guided by the Holy Spirit back up onto the road, directed up and away from evil, navigating towards righteousness. Feel the righteous escape, shouting for joy. center once more in your breathing. And don't feel rushed, but only when the time is right, slowly begin to open your eyes. Do you feel different than you did when we began? A bit more at peace or ease? Well, as you continue to rest here, a recipient of the guidance of the Holy Spirit, be mindful of the opportunities you will have to tell another of the healing of God. How might God use you to guide another away from danger? And receive now this gift of benediction to remember that just as kings establish the land by justice, those who receive bribes overthrow it. So be on guard. Be mindful of how your actions may break fellowship with the Lord. And may you know the forgiveness of Christ, the steering of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the diligence of God now and always. Amen.